I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost the positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers, eating fresh rules. Call me private.
Oh yeah, welcome to episode 247 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where pimp stands for permaculture is my passion. The only pimp cast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. How you doing, son?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right, y'all. Hey, just like the old days, huh? So anybody here in the live chat, thank you so much for being here. And if you would, hit that thumbs up so they know to suppress us immediately, because they always do. Actually, I got to kind of be a little bit cooler about it, because as of late, they haven't really suppressed us as much. So maybe we'll give them a couple of reasons to go back to it, because I'm starting, you know, people are going to start calling me a sellout if I don't start keeping it real, because I got to have a reason for them to suppress us. All right. This episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Handle all your preparedness needs yourself. Anything you can't source, go check out Heaven's Harvest. All right, and if you want to tip a pimp, do it on a fountain app. Hey, in fact, refrain from doing that right now, y'all, because honestly, I want you to put your money, anything that you think we're worthy of, honestly, I don't want you to do it to us. Yeah, you know, it's a crunch on us as well, but honestly, I would much prefer you to put your money into what William's doing right now, into what Bear Independent's doing. The other things that we've done are largely funded. I mean, good night, man. I cannot believe, y'all, this audience is something else. You guys so far have brought in well over $400,000 to all the different campaigns out there that we've funded. And honestly, the one campaign that I haven't is my own son, my own biological son. You're the only one, son, that I don't think we've put a whole lot of emphasis on as far as trying to get you funded for what it is you're doing.
Well, it's largely, I mean, what I went out there to do was to, you know, bring supplies to people that needed it, largely like diesel generators, stuff like that, food, fuel, all that type of stuff, ways to clean water, sanitize their homes via chlorine dioxide and whatnot. A large part of that initial, you know, campaign has become funded. Now I think the shift should be focused more towards trying to provide new homes for a lot of these people.
Yeah, we'll get there in a minute. Because honestly, folks, this is more of an impromptu kind of episode. William just came back. I mean, you've been working this whole time out there, working with Grindstone Ministries.
Yeah.
And basically funding a lot of people based on the money that you were able to raise through the permaculture consultant. As you can see, we're both representing on his shirts right now. And that was a total accident. Honestly, this is not an episode I planned on doing today. I'm thinking, since he's in and he's been something of a whistleblower as far as the stuff that's gone on in the past, we need to get an update on some things, because there are things you might want to know about. And there are folks, if you only knew how many doggone grifters there are right now.
Yep.
And look, I know the questions you're going to ask. People are wondering, why on earth am I wearing these BCGs, or what they call in the Army birth control glasses? Because when you wear stuff like this, you ain't got no game at all. Well, these are different. These are blue light blocking glasses, and I got some for day and I got some for night.
Some hipster glasses.
You know,
you got
what?
Those hipster, man, glasses on.
If
though.
I had it to do all over again, I didn't know they were going to look like this. But yeah, I do, man. Anybody that knows, I mean, yeah, I can't stand hipsters anyway. I mean, I want to strangle every last one of them I see, for the most part, because they have that synthetic authenticity. They all think they're, first of all, no hipster knows that he or she is a hipster. You ever notice that?
Yep.
Not one hipster knows that they are a hipster. They think they're being original, but they're doing what every other hipster's doing. So that's why I call it synthetic authenticity.
You need some of those Morpheus glasses.
Man, I need, you know, or I can get some cat eye. I'll be the only guy out there wearing cat eye glasses. No, no, I'm sure there's some freakazoid out there.
There's somebody out there.
There's some freak out there wearing them right now. But hey, y'all, just a little update. So Emily and my grandbaby have been here since Monday. And it's been a joy. So I haven't been producing a whole lot of videos right now. In fact, not any as of late, because I am just trying to spend time with my grandbaby. And let me tell you what I did, y'all. Some of you older folks are going to appreciate this. So whenever she gets a little bit fussy, William just witnessed it a little while ago. I was out on the porch and I had her with me and I had my iPad. Now, as far as music as of late, and I wonder if a lot of other people feel the same way too. Let me know in the chat if you do. But honestly, first of all, I can't listen to anything coming over the radio these days, not anything at all. And so I've honestly gone back in time in terms of what I listen to. First of all, I almost never listen to music. But whenever my grandbaby gets fussy, I'm thinking, okay, two things I know work well. Number one, getting her some sunlight, and two, grounding her. And I don't mean like you don't go outside. I mean going out, holding her.
Not go standing in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm outside holding her on the ground. And I'll tell you what is like the absolute, I mean, this thing will absolutely captivate her, folks. And no other music will do it. I'm telling you, first of all, she loves music, especially when Grandpa's singing to her. But if I play some old school, I don't know if there is such a thing as new school. If I play old school Motown, I'm playing everything from the Temptations, the Four Tops. She loves, and then it could be
Wilson Pickett. Wilson, you were playing Pickett. Him,
yeah, really? I was playing Wilson Pickett a little while ago, and then some classical music and stuff, because I'm just finding out what works. And I'm like, every time she gets fussy, if I can get her out there and get her on the ground, get her some sunlight, and honestly play some good solid old music, she's just in bliss. I mean, it's like, okay, this is what I was needing.
Yeah.
And you can see it so much in her. And so I'm sitting there dancing with her, and William walks in with me. So I'm dancing with my little grandbaby to some Wilson Pickett. Mustang Sally, girl, you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally. Yeah. Okay. I won't kill your ears right now, but anyway, she is digging some old school. But folks, I'm telling you, I think a little bit of old school is what we need right now in so many different ways. I don't care to watch any of the new movies out there. I don't care to watch, if anything, man, I want to see old Bonanza episodes. Or first of all, I can't remember the last time I watched any TV, but anytime we did, it was Little House on the Prairie. You ever notice that all the world's problems end in the last 3 minutes of every single Little House on the Prairie episode?
Man. Oh, I hope all the world's problems end here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. Well, maybe in 3 minutes. I mean, Lord willing. Yeah. But back to these BCGs, these birth control glasses. Folks, I've been doing something of an experiment. They got a yellow lens. Remember, I'm into biohacking, man. This is what I do. So as far as the farm update, this is part of what it consists of. I sent you a video of this doctor.
Yeah.
I don't recall his name, but he was talking about all these different biohacks that you should be doing, and why Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and all these other people out there would not let their kids anywhere near a phone, an iPhone, an iPad, computer, any of it. And then you ever wonder why people like Bono and, what's his name? He sings, he wears red glasses all the time. Elton John.
Oh.
You ever wonder why they wear red tinted glasses all the time, and then there's a lot of other celebrities that do? It's either yellow or red. You ever wonder why? Well, yeah, they know stuff you don't know, and now I know it. And so I've been using these blue light blocking glasses now.
I have the name of them. Jack Cruz.
Jack Cruz. Dr. Jack Cruz. That's his name. He's one of many people.
His last name is Kruse.
Right. And this guy's dropping like tactical nukes of information out there regarding some biohacks. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and get some of these glasses. Now, folks, don't get those cheapos that you get off. I mean, these things are not cheap, But I'm like, okay, if they work, man, then it's going to be worth it, because I'm a person that does not have the best sleep pattern in the world, okay? And people keep asking me about this watch. Don't worry. I'm trying to get a hold of the people that let me take it for a test drive. It's not an Apple watch, so people have kind of beat me over the head about it. It's not that either. But these glasses basically block the blue light that come from these screens, okay? And so when I'm editing or when I'm doing anything else, I'm trying to keep that blue light, which is not wonderful for you after a certain period of time, especially when it comes from artificial light. So whenever I'm in the house or whenever I'm around artificial light and I'm trying to get my hands on some incandescent bulbs, or whenever I have to work on the computer, whether I'm editing or answering questions on YouTube, whatever the case may be, Patreon, you name it, I'm trying to be as conscious as I can that during the day, the yellow ones block a certain wavelength. And then at night, the red lenses block another kind of wavelength. And what it does is that you screw your sleep up when the sun goes down and you're looking at these screens, it is screwing you up 30 ways to Sunday. Now, folks, one of the downsides is I can't really read your comments so well in the chat right now. So, son, since you're not G'd up from the feet up like your old man is, you may have to handle some of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I'm wearing these glasses right now. So that's one of my latest biohacks that I'm working on right now. And also, look, I might as well just look, the folks haven't come on the show yet, but it's basically a wave watch. It's not a Apple Watch or anything like that.
Yeah, it looks like a Wish.com Apple Watch.
Man, yeah, this thing looks like something you do, like you call in artillery on, or Iron Man is going to come out of it, you know. And basically, all it does is put healing tones. Now, I've been trying this thing out. I said, man, this thing sounds a little bit crazy. Let me give it a shot. Now, it basically has a frequency for every kind of ailment you can imagine. But what I love most about it is that it's constantly bombarding my body with Selfeggio tones. Selfeggio. Yeah, look it up. I'm not going to explain it right now because that's really not what this show is all about, but I'm just kind of keeping everybody abreast of the biohacks that I have going on out there. And I got some other ones in the works. And honestly, after just, I think it's 2-3 days now wearing these glasses, when I remember to put them on, it's like you're more chill at night. If you're like me and you're high strung and you probably ought not to be drinking coffee, you know, these things actually kind of help you to kind of chill out on your way out to go to sleep. So, as far as the company, I can't give you the name of that because honestly, the one downside of it is that they have a satanic symbol on the freaking glasses.
Oh, is that what happened to the side?
Yeah, that's why I scraped it off. I'm like, okay, the name of them, I'm not going to give their name out because I'm like, okay, man, I'm looking at this symbol when it came in, when I bought them.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what is up with this, man? Because symbology and certain things I know just a little bit about.
Enough to recognize the bad.
Yeah. I know the bad. And so when I saw that, I told your mom, I said, hand me those glasses. So I'm out there taking these brand new glasses, these blue light blocking glasses. And I'm out there with a file in the garage. And they make it hard to get off. This thing is like steel in the side there. So I'm out there with a file scraping this stuff off. And I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Well, I won't be giving you any shout outs, man. You're going to put some satanic symbols. Wow. I'm not even going to tell you the name of the company. That's why for anybody that's wanting to know in the chat right now, I'm not going to tell you because there's other companies out there and I'll work with companies that, don't have satanic symbols on the side of their glasses.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I prayed and chased the demons out of all these things. So, So anyway, that's what's going on right now. So coming up this weekend. So son, you're back in town, you're working out there at Grindstone. So you came back in town and this weekend, why don't you tell everybody what's going on this weekend, where you're going
to
be?
Right. So this weekend, me, Emily, and the baby are going to head over to the Kentucky Sustainable Living Festival. That's over in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thursday? Yeah. So tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a charity dinner for Caleb House, which despite everything that's going on in North Carolina and Tennessee, as far as I'm concerned, Caleb House is still the most important issue that we have going on right now. And it's a charity dinner. They're calling it a VIP dinner, but it's a charity dinner we're going to have like a auction. Actually, in fact, I'm auctioning off. One of the things that I provided to auction off was a consultation. So you can like an in-person consultation. So you can go there, join the auction, eat some food with us, and we'll raise money for Caleb House. And if you don't know, Caleb House is where they go save kids from trafficking, and they provide them with a permanent home. So that's still the most important part. And then the rest of the weekend, there's going to be one day where Jason and I talk about what's going on in North Carolina. And then there's going to be another class where I teach how to make compost. So that's what we're doing this weekend. And then we'll be back here for June's birthday.
That's right.
Her first birthday.
Yep. So your mom has been practicing making cakes. Practicing. I kid you not.
She doesn't need to practice. No, she knows how to make cakes.
Well, she's making sugar free because you guys are pretty fastidious about her diet in terms of, I mean,
just no poison. It's a pretty easy. It's a pretty easy diet for a baby. Just we don't give her any poison.
Yep. So that means she's got to make a sugar free cake, or at least one without white
natural
sugar.
Sugars.
Yeah. So she's doing it with dates, of crying out. But your mom went and made it was a reason for her to make cupcakes to find out whether or not it's sufficient.
That's good.
So we're going to let her crawl all through it. And then, hey, here's another cool thing. So the last time you guys were here, she started standing. And then just today, she started taking her first steps.
Yeah.
So my little grandbaby, she waited till grandpa was around to say, hey, see what time it is. Thanks for thanks for letting me to listen. See, as that's she heard that Mustang Sally and she thought, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get up and start dancing right now. And she does. she's almost a year old, and she's like, even you could see her, she'll start like moving to the old Motown. So
she already has better rhythm than her dad.
Got a better rhythm than me too. So hey, once again, y'all, if anybody's new just getting in here, hit the thumbs up. Let everybody else know we're live and tell everybody, because every time we got William or Bear on, you know that you're going to hear some things that you're not going to hear from the Prestitute Media. So, you know, actually, now that I think about it, man, I'm looking at myself on here, and these glasses make me look somewhat distinguished. I don't think I fall into the hipster category so much. Can anybody please give me a positive shout out out there, because I'm trying to convince myself of this right now.
Leave in the comments, hipster or is he okay?
Yeah, hipster or hip. Yeah, so hipster ain't cool. So anyway, you got that coming up this weekend, y'all. KSL, Kentucky Sustainable Living. At the very same time, I'm going to be out at Jason's from Sow the Land. We got a pig processing tomorrow. I think there's one ticket left for tomorrow. If anybody wants to get on the first thing smoking over to Bostic, North Carolina, we got a link in the show down below, or you can go to Sow the Land and you can go over there and check it out. If not, we got another November class. This one here, I'm going to be skinning this hog. Now, I'm going to show you something, y'all. You're going to learn a skinning technique that you've probably never seen before. And with this skinning method, I'll put it this way. The hardest thing in the world to skin is a hog. There ain't nothing more difficult. If you can skin a hog, you can skin anything.
Yeah.
So we're going to show you from start to finish how to dispatch it, how to skin it, how to gut it. I'm going to show you how to break it into primals and into cuts. And then I'm going to show you a method that works no matter the animal. This is why I'm a big fan of skinning, because even though you can scrape a, you know, you can scrape a hog, I'm a big fan of skinning because that is a method you will use no matter the animal. A hog is the only one that people don't skin. And plus, I've never been a big fan of scraping anyway, because let me ask any of you out there, have you ever eaten a pork chop with the skin still on it? Yeah, me neither. How about bacon with the skin still on it? Nope. But it is a pretty cool method to know. Especially if you want to make chicharrones. All right. So yeah, we got that going on. All right.
You want to update on the glasses real quick? Tim Healer call you instead of hipster, pimpster.
Oh, bam. That's my man right there, bro. What else you got?
Yeah. Everybody's saying pimp or hip or, there's one. So
only thing
Green Country Agroforestry said, Billy, you look like a Hollywood producer, buddy. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Don't pass out on the couch next to that one.
The only thing making me gay right now are these purple headphones, or at least I think they're purple. What color are they? Because I can't tell any color.
They're purple in person, but they don't look like that on camera.
Okay, so I look like a hipster. Okay, so at the end of the day, yeah, everybody's going to say hipster. Yeah. All right, so before, normally I'd have a good news, bad news section, but we're going to forego that right now. We're going to go to my man Eric Sider here in a minute. But before we do, look y'all, I'm bare feet in this studio. Okay, son, are you representing? Oh, negative.
I got
you,
socks on. Are sorry, they wool? Dude.
Are they wool?
No.
No. So if you got wool or any other natural fiber, nothing but silk touches this body. But anyway, Look, Redemption Shield, 10% off with promo code PERMA. I'm talking about grounding my grandbaby out there and how it makes all the difference in the world. Well, I do the same thing. It's often that there is, so how many grounding mats?
They're everywhere. There's grounding mats everywhere.
I'm a customer, man. I am a big time customer because with all the stuff that's being bombarded, especially when I'm surrounded, look, man, I'm like, look, I ain't getting no younger, man. I got to put on these little hipster glasses to keep the nasty blue light coming to my eyes. And there's a reason why they got rid of incandescent bulbs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were less of a problem than these other ones that are unnatural. But anyway, I'm going to find a place to go get some incandescent bulbs. And I don't care if I got to, you know, get them under the table, send them overseas. I don't care. We're going to put incandescent bulbs everywhere around this place. So anyway, Redemption Shield, if you got to be around this stuff, which most of us do right now, I don't care if you're at your job or whatever the case may be. Look, if you're at your job, take your doggone shoes and socks off, ground if you got to be in front of a computer, or if you can't do that, put it up on the mat by your mouse or whatever, man. Ground yourself as often as possible. It is of vital importance right now. That's one of those biohacks that's starting to really take root right now. So everybody do your grounding. Get as grounded as you can. Redemption Shield has everything you need. 10% off with promo code PERMA. With that, we're going to go to my man, Eric Sider, and then we'll be back in a second.
Hey, Eric Sider here with your PimpCast tip of the day. Today's tip, make the least change for the greatest possible effect. It feels like the world, or at least the U.S., is experiencing a collective Stockholm syndrome right now. I've never felt more urgency for the need to set up resilient communities in my lifetime. What's happening in Western North Carolina should have alarm bells ringing in our collective consciousness. But it seems like people just don't care. If they had the choice, I think most would voluntarily plug back into the matrix. You start to question your own efforts at demonstrating a better way to live. Is it making a difference, or is it like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? I'd happily retreat into anonymity and live out my days putzing around my garden, but I feel compelled to act, to demonstrate an alternative. But some days it can be a beatdown. But there's no going back into the matrix for me. This cat ain't going back into the bag. I am on this bus till the wheels fall off. This is as much a message to myself as it is to anyone out there who needs to hear it. But don't give in to despair. That's exactly what the bastards out there want. It is time we all took a good hard look around at our actions and our associations and decide where our best efforts should be directed and who we give our time to. As the great ghetto philosopher once said, get loose or get lost. You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Eric Sider. And if you're in need of permaculture t-shirts or remote permaculture consultation and design, head over to ericsider.com.
That's my dog right there. Oh, man. Folks, I know I sounded a little bit morose in the last episode, man. I'll be honest with you, man. I was so doggone tired. And I'm trying not to complain because truth of it is, man, there are people, and William's going to talk about some of this here in a minute. There are people out there that, you know, I had an insurance adjuster come by the other day. Okay. And it's pretty obvious that we got some serious damage because there's water leaks all over the front of the house on the side that the storm came. Okay. He gets here. Yeah. It looks like we're going to replace the roof. We'll replace all the flooring and the sheetrock and all this. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. Then, of course, when he ain't here for me to put my hands on him, he sends this email. Oh, by the way, there's no real evidence that the storm caused this. What? So I call him up. I call him up, man. I am fit to be tied. Honestly, I was so mad at the time. Honestly, if he was standing in front of me, you would have to be sending my mail to the county jail right now.
Dang.
Because I was that absolutely furious that you come here. Now I'm thinking, if you're doing that to me, and trust me, folks, I don't have a regular policy like most folks where it just covers your house. I got a whole farm policy. Okay. Where this is like the best policy you can get. And I got robbed. I got screwed 30 ways to Sunday. Black mold out there in the garage. It wasn't there before. And he's saying, well, we don't see any evidence. I call him up. I'm like, what do you mean you see no evidence? I didn't cuss. But I said, and I told him, I'll be honest with y'all, folks, and I had to repent for it. And sadly, the hardest phone call I made recently was the one I did yesterday. It's even on my little to-do list down at my power list.
Yeah.
Because I called him up when I was on the phone. I said, yeah, you're real smart, buddy. He says, what do you mean? I said, because honestly, if you were standing in front of me giving me this news right now, I'd be putting you through a 5-minute flurry of fists. And, well, I'm not going to take any threats. And then he hangs up on me. I'm like, all right. So now I'm thinking, okay, now I want to go find him.
Yeah.
I know he lives in Virginia. And I'm thinking, okay, now I want to go find this clown. And not so much for me, because I'm like, if you're screwing me with the policy I have here, I don't even want to start thinking about the screw job you people are doing to all of these other folks out there that don't have the means.
Yeah.
And
there, I mean, there are very clear evidence that these floods have wiped out some of these houses or have caused damage, and it's not covered under flood insurance.
Well, the thing is, it's not even a flood with some of these people. It wasn't even a flood that took it out. In my case, he's like, well, I'm showing you, I sent you an email in the policy where it says we have to see physical debt. I said, okay, you know what, buddy? I can't see the wind, but I can feel its effects.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm looking at stains on my wall. I'm looking at sheetrock that's buckling, and you're going to tell me this ain't covered? Well, we don't see any obvious damage. I'm like, well, what do you think? I just got up here with a paint gun or a water gun and just, I mean, I'm not going to go down this road right now, but folks, when I did that last episode, I do want to apologize to a certain extent because I was, I ain't going to lie, y'all, I was at a moment of weakness and feeling like I'm looking at the bioremediation that has to happen around here, and I'm just feeling like it's beyond me. I really am. And then I got to remember I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And when I'm looking at the Herculean task that has to happen to clean this place up, I just don't know. I know how it needs to get done. I just don't know where I'm going to come up with $5 million to make this happen or whatever it takes. I don't know what the cost is, but I'm like, okay, so what do we need to make this happen? What do I need? We were just by a community, son, the other day by the river.
Yeah.
These people are broke as a joke. No hope, no soap, end of the rope kind of broke. And of course they're forgotten about. And we've had one of our liaisons go out there and basically say, hey, would you people be okay with the bioremediation? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get these poor people squared away. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for it. I have no idea how it's going to happen, but I'm just going to trust that the Lord is going to make it happen. But I'm like, man, they are right on the doggone river. And you can ask your mom. She's there with me. And we're seeing kids out here playing. You know better than anybody what they're playing in. And I can't even go up to these people and say, folks, you need to get your kids out of there because I don't yet have the evidence. I can't. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm getting a little bit choked up here. I don't yet have the evidence of what kind of toxins they're playing in. But so far, we know we got numerous cadaver dogs dead.
We don't know what the toxins are right now. Also, there have been some state agencies that have come in and tested and said it was all good. Said that the water is fine, that the soil is fine. Stuff like that, but we can see the effects of it. We can see, again, the wind. Can't see the wind, but I can feel that it's there. Can't see the toxins necessarily, and it's hard to find anybody that's going to actually, like any contamination lab, to actually reach back out to us. But we can see people getting sick. We can see these dogs dying. We can see these animals dying.
In the site out there in Marshall, we have 50.
Yeah.
This is just what I know of from 3 weeks ago. We have 50 to 60 people sick already. And we have numerous others. But folks, hey, I want you to mark this on your calendars. Everybody in the sound of my, please spread what I'm about to tell you right now. We got a world-class expert coming in. Okay. His name is Alan Booker. And this guy is so wicked smart and son. He speaks the same language as us when it comes to, soil food web kind of stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, he is a world-class expert. We are going to have him next Tuesday at Mars Hill University at Belk Auditorium. Belk Auditorium. If somebody can kind of put this in the chat for other people out there.
I got you.
Maybe I'll go ahead and, son, I wouldn't worry yourself right now. I'll say it over and over again.
Okay.
But folks, he's going to be in there and I'll be there. I mean,
if it's Tuesday, I'll be there.
I'm going to, Yeah. So you'll be there too. Look, Belk, B-E-L-K, auditorium at Mars Hill University between 6 and 8 p.m. Folks, I think we're even going to have a food truck out there. I don't know what else is going to be there. But between 6 and 8 p.m., he is going to be doing bioremediation 101. I'm going to be supplying some of the compost that he's going to be using as some of his training aids. And Alan, pro bono, I mean, I can't even believe this guy, man. He's basically going to come up here and he is going to, whenever you do what we do, when we transform land, that's essentially bioremediation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But getting toxins out of there, we're going to be doing bioremediation. We're going to be doing phytoremediation. He is going to be doing it. And this guy is so wicked smart, and he's able to, I hate to say dumb it down, but he's basically able to take very complex information and break it down into a field expedient method that you can apply at your home. Now, you may not be in a Superfund site right now, but based on the way these people do business, it may not be that far down the road. So remember, next Tuesday, that's going to be October 29th, Mars Hill University in Mars Hill, North Carolina, okay, between 6 and 8 at Belk Auditorium. If you get there early, look, I'm going to be there way early. We're going to try to make it something of a party with a purpose. And hopefully, I don't know how, but son, if we can, we probably ought to live stream it as well.
Yeah.
If it's at all possible. I don't know how we go about doing that. This is going to be more in his realm. But if we can live stream this, I want everybody in the sound of my voice, because check this out. It's not just bioremediating these toxins. They know are alongside that river over there. Remember, I had Dane Wigington, the world's foremost geoengineering expert, on this show the other day, okay? They're dropping all these toxins from the sky. Do you think you might want to know how to clean up some of that stuff? Well, that's exactly what Alan's going to be covering. So we're going to have him there like from 6 to 8. I'm going to be bringing in some compost, and he's going to be visiting some of these sites to kind of iron it down. Folks, before we kind of get into what William's doing, folks, I can't stress this enough. I'm asking for your prayers in the most massive way. I'm praying for the wisdom of Solomon regarding, because there are grifters coming out of nowhere. Like I said, we've raised almost $500,000 so far, and you guys have raised it, honestly, through this platform. To all the different things that we've asked you to donate for, man, I am just absolutely, I'm just blown away. Somehow, some way, I'm hoping there's some wealthy benefactor out there that wants to see this stuff cleaned up. And I'm not looking to profit from any of this, but the truth is, of all the people I know around here, we're the only ones around here producing better than biocomplete compost.
Yeah, yeah. Of all the stuff that I've seen and tested and stuff, you guys are the only ones producing biocomplete compost.
Yeah, we're the only ones I know around here. And that's what we're going to need. That's going to be the backbone of what we need to clean up what's going on here. So it's going to be a combination of a number of things, but one of the world's best experts is going to be in here. And I want to give another hat tip to Bear Independent for hooking me up with him, because when I was sitting here kind of throwing my hands in the air, like, man, who on earth do I go to on something like this? Alan, he stepped up in the most massive way. And if we can, I'm going to hope to pass the hat while we're there and get him paid for his expenses for coming here, because he's coming here along with one of his assistants, and they're going to be dropping some great information. So I'm going to be working hand in hand. I'm probably going to be, to some extent, the lead on the cleanup efforts around here. And I'm trying to figure out how to get a couple more gears into my transmission, because honestly, I'm running at 100% right now. Yeah. I'm running at 110%, y'all. I'm missing sleep in the whole nine yards.
Well, I mean, if it comes to like decontaminating this area, Dad, I'll come up and help.
Well, what we're going to need, this ain't no mom and pop kind of wind.
Yeah.
We're going to need windrows.
An operation. Yeah.
We're going to need windrows of compost.
And equipment.
And we're going to need equipment. And this stuff ain't cheap, and I ain't got none of it. And
Dad's got an electric bike downstairs. That's the extent of his equipment.
Yeah. And I got BMWs. I got boots made for walking, man. I got hand tools, man. I'm good at raising money for other people, but I don't know how to even ask. And frankly, I don't even know. I mean, we'll just see how much just comes in the front door, y'all. But I'm hoping that we can create something of a template. If we can show how we can bioremediate this very poor community down there that everybody has forgotten about, if we can bioremediate that, then it'll send shockwaves across the corridors of everywhere throughout this country of saying, you know what? The good Lord knew what he was doing, man. They used nature, what the Lord provided, to clean up all this stuff. And, you know, I already know theoretically how to do a lot of this, but we're going to have to put boots on the ground. And honestly, I'm going to have to be in a contaminated area, spending a lot of time in a very contaminated area. So this is one of the big things that we're going to be working on. But once again, y'all, I'm going to say it before I pass it on to William and before I talk about my next sponsor. But remember, next Tuesday, that's going to be October 29th, Mars Hill University, Belk Auditorium, between 6 and 8 p.m. Be there, be square. We may have a way for you to RSVP in the future. Right now, I want this audience to be the first to know about it. If you want to be there, if you can't be there, if somebody you know is going to be there, have them come there. I don't know that in this auditorium that we'll have the ability to live stream. I know the signals over there aren't exactly wonderful.
Maybe they'll let us attach to the Wi-Fi or something like that.
We'll see what we can do. But honestly, putting butts in seats, I want so many people over there, y'all, that everybody's like, what on earth is happening over there? All right, so EMP Shield, y'all, $50 off with promo code PERMA. Look, if things jump off, you're not going to the club. You're going home. At least you are with an EMP shield if you got it on your vehicle. And look, your number one threat to your home out there besides, well, I was going to say the number one threat to your home besides these Shylock people working on behalf of the insurance companies is probably lightning. So when they roll up, when the lightning hits your house and it gets arrested by that EMP shield, look, bam, job done. You turn it back in, they give you another one, okay, for like $50. But if it gets past it and it should blow up anything downstream, you're not going to have to deal with them like I just had to deal with this insurance company that said, oh, you're not covered even though you got the best insurance policy money can buy. No, they're going to cover you for 25 G's. That's why I reached out to EMP Shield. They did not reach out to me. All right. So with that said, y'all. Hey,
on just a quick note on that bioremediation seminar. If nothing else, if you can't make it, we'll still, and if we can't live stream it, we'll still record it and then upload it via that platform. So
yeah, but if you want to hang out with the permaculture pimp daddy and the pastor raised pimp, try doing that virtually besides what you're doing right now. And somebody asked what this pimp sign's all about in the background. My daughter-in-law, William's wife, she got it for me. It was one of the questions I caught a while back and I figured I better answer it. So for Christmas, was it my birthday?
It was your birthday.
My birthday. So for those that don't know, man, people get offended by this. Look, PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. And the reason why we call it that, and this was honestly Eric Siders doing that came up with it, is that there's a lot of people out there, people that kind of look a little like me that don't even know.
Not with those hipster glasses.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They might have gold rims around it and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people out there that live like me, the people that came from the hood, that they don't know that this is a lifestyle that they can have. They don't know that they can make a living being a farmer. You know, everybody in the hood thinks that you got to be a professional athlete or you have to be a celebrity, a rapper, or whatever. That's why everybody wants to be a rapper these days, okay? They don't know that people like me out there exist. And that's why I did it, because I wanted to, I'm like, okay, if I'm going to use that, PIMP is a very awful name. It's a very awful word. So, I got to make it into a positive acronym to reach out to not only say, hey, yeah, kind of make it funny, Permaculture Pimp Cast. And like I said, this is Eric Sider's idea. Not only that, but also to make it something of a magnet for all those kids out there. And there've been a number of them, y'all, that when they saw me, they were like, oh, you mean to tell me this is an option? You mean I can grow my own food? You mean I didn't know this was possible? Because I promise you, kids in the hood that come from the place like I did, they don't even know this is a possibility. So that's why it's out there. I know it may seem a little bit off-putting to some people, but that's why it's there.
They were asking specifically why the blue light. It's actually a neon light, and that's the only color it came in.
Would you expect a pimp to have anything other than neon? No, I'm kidding.
It's actually a neon, and that was the only color option. So that's why.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for that Psalm. Is it Psalm 125?
Yeah, the Belk Auditorium.
That's the problem with these glasses is that everything's darker, and so it's harder for me to read your comments on there.
I don't have the glasses on, and I still can't read.
Okay,
well, I'm just tired.
Yeah, well, you are tired. And
yeah.
So, son, honestly, a lot of people are, you know, we said, okay, we got grifters everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
I want you to go ahead. Don't worry about the comments right now so much, but folks, if you would, like I said, if you're just getting in, just hit the thumbs up and please let everybody else know that we're out there, because you're not going to get what he's going to talk about or what Bear's talked about on the mainstream prostitute media. They're never going to tell you about it. And I don't care if it's Fox News. I don't care if it's any of the others, folks. They are all lying to you. I mean, some of the people like NPR, I listen in just to, I want to know what, well, all of these people are my enemies. And they're yours too, whether you know it or not. They're not telling you the truth. It's like Mark Twain said, if you listen, I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically, if you listen to the media, you're misinformed. If you don't, you're uninformed. So, I mean, pick your poison. So the only way to get reliable information as to what's going on out there, and I wanted William to speak exclusively about the grifters because I've come across a number of them myself. People that are out there, they pretend as if they mean well, and maybe at first they do. And then they get their pockets greased a little bit because everybody has a GoFundMe out there, and maybe they get their pockets or their palms greased a little bit, and all of a sudden, this money corrupts people. I mean, dude, I've seen people turn into Gollum for crying out loud.
Yep.
Over a far less, I mean, over just a few bucks, much less, you know, some of the money that's being bounced around out there. So why don't you talk to us about, tell everybody about one of the, well,
I got,
I'm just going to throw it over to you.
Okay. I'll start by some good news real quick. So in one of the areas outside of Burnsville and Pensacola, some good news is that they are ahead of schedule on bringing power back to that community. While we were there, there's a lineman there that let us know that, hey, we're going to be bringing it up down the central line, which would be Pensacola Road, which then they can tie off to and get these other branches and stuff. But at least they will have locations for the community to easily get to like stay warm during the winter and stuff like that. They're getting power to some of these main churches that are acting as supply donation drop-offs and stuff like that. So, and that's in North Carolina, believe it or not. So that's good news that some of these power companies are actually ahead of schedule or ahead of the projected time to get power back into these communities. So the other day I was doing some, I was picking up generators from Home Depot, getting a truckload of generators. And this lady came up to me and said, hey, are you taking those to Elk Mills? And I said, no, I've never heard of Elk Mills. Tell me more about it. And she said it was basically a community that just now started receiving hot meals. And this was just a few days ago. So she started giving me more information, how to get there, stuff like that. And then I bring that back to the base that Grindstone is operating out of. I let Kyle know, hey, I heard about this community. And then he sent me out with another guy. He was the comms and medic guy. And we went and did some recon on this community. Now, when we pull in, there's a correct way to go in there, and then there's a bad way to go in there. We went the bad way the first time with a road that was very, very undercut. But you see road closed signs everywhere that have enough access for the locals to get in and out. And that's what I assumed it was at first. But so ignored the road closed signs, came in through that way. And then I see the first thing you're greeted with is this huge generator, like one of those pull behind generators. And then there's a trailer on the other side of it that's like one of those mobile FEMA trailers where it has like three offices inside and like that's about it. And then on the other side of that is this hobbled together tent full of supplies, food, a little bit of fuel, gas tank, stuff like that. And they only keep 2 days worth of supplies in this little tent at a time. And then on the other side of that, there is a brand new concrete pad poured. And at first, my first thought was thinking was like, how on earth did they get a concrete truck in here? Like they either burned up their brakes or they damaged the road that I just drove on. So I go into this trailer, into this community. There's a trailer in there in the community of Elk Mills. I go into this trailer and I'm greeted with this lady named you think it's a good idea to give her?
Yeah, she's supposed to be there. All right. Go ahead and drop it, man.
Her name is Tracy Elder. Her email is chaplains@iaocc.net. Her phone number is 419-618-5174. Their mailing address is 752 North State Street, PMB, Public Municipal Building, 147, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. That'll make sense in a second.
Oh, we just doxed this woman live.
That's not doxing her. That's not her address. That's the business address.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then this is perfectly fine.
Yep, this is not her personal information. This is this organization that she is the founder of. So I go in there and I'm immediately dealing with a woman with a huge ego. I go in there and I ask her, or I tell her what we're doing there. We're looking for people who need help getting access, immediate access, and cutting down widowmakers, because those are the teams that we have just set up and ready to go looking for work. She says, yes, there's they have all the intel needed throughout this entire community. They've got a head count. They know who needs what, all that type of stuff. And they have a file that's pretty doggone thick of just everybody's information. So I said, okay, that's awesome. Explain to her exactly what we're there to do. Do you guys need any supplies? Like, what do you guys need? Because we, like Bear has said, that grindstone location is basically Amazon for the hill people. So if they need anything, or if they know of anybody that needs anything specific, we can be sure to bring a lot of it on our next trip out. And she makes it seem as if like this whole area is just completely devastated, which visually it looks pretty worn out. There's a lot of mudslides. There was a lot of flooding. It's along one of the rivers. And just visually it looks like they're in pretty bad shape. So go back to Kyle over at Grindstone, explain to him what I found out there. And he sends me out a team of, like, I want to say it was like 14 people and like 8 pieces of equipment, like heavy equipment, to get stuff done. And our plan is to stay out there for the remainder of my time here. So we go out there the next day, have all the equipment, got a team of people, and I go up to Tracy and I said, hey, we're here. Here's what we brought. We're ready to get to work as soon as you give us the leads. And she immediately says that we need to start providing, or we need to sign this waiver. And immediately, like, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, like, okay, that's odd. And then she hands me a pack of waivers saying, like, you guys can't start working in this area until you guys sign this waiver.
And this has never happened before.
Not once ever.
Of all the different recovery spots you were at.
Of all the locations I've been to everywhere in Tennessee and North Carolina, I have not been, like, the only waiver I had to sign was through Grindstone, because I'm volunteering under their organization.
Right.
Who is on the same level as the Red Cross and has direct permission from the Tennessee governor to operate within Tennessee. Keep those in mind. So I bring this packet of waivers back to the guys. As soon as I hold up the packet of waivers and start saying, like, hey, I wouldn't put real information on this, there's like 3 guys that are just shaking their heads no. And we all decide that we're not signing this waiver, especially after we read the last paragraph of the waiver that basically says that I agree to do whatever this organization says forever. That's in the waiver. It's not as much of a waiver as it is a
Faustian bargain.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Yeah, forever.
Yeah. Oh, and the name of this organization is International Alliance of Community Chaplains. Their focus is supposed to be grief counseling. That's what their focus is supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Yeah. And I'll give out the information again if anybody missed it the first time. But as soon as we basically decide, like, yeah, we're not signing these waivers, she comes being chauffeured by her cuck husband, saying, like, she comes hopping out the side-by-side, clapping her hands, like, I need my waivers. Where's my waivers? I need my waivers. And then we burst her bubble, and I tell her, like, well, we just read it, and we're not going to be signing these waivers, but we're still going to be conducting work here. So those leads would be nice. And she just, it's like, she's under some delusion, and like, she cannot get the topic of the waivers, like, out of the conversation. Every piece of conversation after that is like, well, you guys can't do any work here until I have those waivers. And I was like, we've signed waivers from Grindstone. And she's like, well, we don't have those waivers. We need those waivers, or you guys can't do work here. As if she's a volunteer just like the rest of us, supposedly.
Yeah,
supposedly.
She wants these waivers because she's going to get her pockets grieved.
That'll come into play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she goes back throwing a fit. She goes back to her base. A couple of the guys, like, they split up and they start looking for work, because we're there to help people. That's the whole reason we're in this doggone community. And it's becoming evident, more and more evident, as people start wandering around, that these people aren't really needing what we're providing. They need help, yes, but they're not needing what we came specifically to provide. That I double checked with Tracy the day before that, you know, we could provide these services. There was one area where we could provide access, but the locals already had a massive excavator fixing that issue. So Tracy Elder ends up calling the deputy sheriff on us. The deputy sheriff comes down to the group. And she's like, all right, so what's happening? And then we spent some time talking to her, explaining to her what we're doing, and she ends up loving us. So then she goes to the state trooper, explains that's of the area. He's like the state trooper that's kind of keeping things in check in the area. And he's like, yeah, they can be here just as much as that Tracy woman can be here. And then she comes back down. The deputy sheriff comes back down. And then she says, all right, I'm going to go talk to Tracy and see if I can get you guys these leads. Like, we want you guys here. People here need help. Let me go see if I can get those leads for you. She goes and talks to the Tracy elder lady, and turns out that like she ends up just leaving mid conversation because this Tracy elder lady can't get past the fact that we're not signing these waivers, and keeps telling the deputy sheriff, like, they can't,
she's getting paid.
Yeah. Keeps telling the deputy sheriff, like, they can't do any work here until they sign these waivers. So the deputy sheriff comes back and relays the information to us, and then starts helping us do some recon. So she takes us to a couple.
Real quick. So this woman, once again, is not a member of this community.
No.
She's from Ohio, Ohio, or wherever she came from. She's out here just arbitrarily calling the shots in this community.
Yeah.
Wanting everybody to sign a waiver because clearly she's getting paid somehow through somebody, probably the government. There's
that,
a whole lot of.
Yep. That'll come into play.
Okay. Go ahead.
So just real quick, the information again, 752 North State Street, Public Municipal Building, 147, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. Their email is chaplains@iaocc.net. Their phone number is 419-618-5174. You'll understand why I'm giving their information out here in a second. So the deputy sheriff comes back and is like, okay, I'll help you. I've made contacts in this area. I'll help you find, make some connections and figure out what needs to be done. So she takes us around and we're more and more realizing like what we're here to do is not needed here. Is that a wasp?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. So she takes us to the unofficial mayor of the town. He's the constable, but he also owns the local general store. Similar to what Smiley's is to 19, is what this guy is to this general area. Everybody respects this old man. Everybody gets food from him. He's been the unofficial supply point as well. He's been feeding people this whole time. He's been providing them with fuel. Anything he has that they can use, he's giving it out. He's also like the unofficial mechanic shop for the area as well, keeping this their equipment in operation. And he lets us know basically that nobody wants this Tracy lady there. They've been doing some guerrilla works. They keep flattening the tires and they keep like taking all the propane and siphoning the diesel out of the generators over the night. And
this
like,
carpet bagger that just rolled in decides she's calling the shots in this town.
Like nobody likes her. Nobody wants her there. None of the locals want her there. And in fact, the reason that there aren't volunteers there right now is because they keep getting run off by this Tracy lady. So come to find out that this Tracy lady is exaggerating about how she's inhibiting volunteers from coming and helping. And she's exaggerating about how bad it actually is there. So she has a reason to stay there even longer. So again, her mailing or her business address is 752 North State Street, PMB 147, Westerville, Ohio 43082. Their email is chaplains@iaocc.net. Dad, you better hit it and kill it the first time. We're about to get lit up.
Go ahead. Drive on, son.
Email is at chaplains@iaocc.net. And her phone number is 419-618-5174. Now, on the way out of this community, I asked one of the guys who recognized me and knew I was my dad's son. And I was asking him, I was like, hey, man, what is her deal? Like, what is her problem? And he just shook his head and was like, I'm just following orders, man. Like, yeah. So she's bossing this dude around. She's bossing around her husband, who apparently works under her as well. That's why I called him a cuck earlier, because also, if my wife is in an argument with another man and I'm present, no, she's not. She's not in an argument with another man at that point. I am in an argument with another man. He just like sat there like, oh, I'm just chauffeur. I'm just going to keep sitting here, you know. But she is the reason that this community is not getting help. because she keeps running everybody off and she's trying to exaggerate about how bad it actually is there. So she has an extended stay. So yeah, she didn't give us any leads. We ended up just leaving and going to a different community and chopped firewood the rest of the time, because this other community, so that way it could dry off as soon as possible. And, this other community is an area where they are going to definitely need firewood this winter because they're not going to get power up to the homes for quite a while.
Sounds like she's telling her husband squeal like a pig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's okay. Some pig jokes in there.
Yeah, no, I mean this is the home of, you know, one of the guys that was in that movie Deliverance, but anyway, no folks, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of these people that are, when I say that, I've experienced some of it, where we've gone to another place around here where when you have a disaster of this magnitude, there are people. And folks, I'm telling you, they're not, I don't think they're done with the disasters yet. Okay. We got another hurricane coming up there, and Weatherman Plus is saying it might very well track the very same thing that Helene did.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep an eye out because, weather manipulation is for real. Y'all don't worry about that. Anyway, there's a lot of people that get into this disaster capitalism. And in fact, I know a lot of guys that are electricians.
Hey, real quick, there's a comment. Tony Johnson. Okay, so if you're bringing a group up here, get a local guide. Don't just wander into these communities by yourself. Get a local guide because there are correct ways and then there are incorrect ways to go into these communities. Like the road is severely undercut. And if you're bringing in any kind of equipment, you might not have a chance to turn around. So try to go to the center hub and then get a local guide to bring you to these places. Otherwise, you could be putting yourself into some trouble. And keep in mind, we're there to help people. We're here to solve their problems. We're not here to create a new problem. And, you know, so getting equipment stuck in these mountains would create a new problem.
So, I mean, every time, folks, this is the reason why I'm talking about this is I grew up in Oklahoma, okay? Tornadoes are a reality there. Every time some major weather event would roll through, you'd have these degenerate gypsies roll by, you know, acting all legit. They'll go up to these old folks and say, oh yeah, you know, we'll just give us a down payment. We'll be back tomorrow. You know, we just need to go get the stuff. Well, these people do it and then they come back and get robbed. And now this lady almost certainly, because I know other, I'm not going to say any names on here right now, but I've known other people that have done work as FEMA contractors, and folks, the money for FEMA contracts, I'll put it this way, for Puerto Rico, where I was invited to go, when that hurricane hit there, it was $787 a day. That's what they paid us. $787 a day. Now that contractor's getting a fair piece of that too. That's what I was offered. I ended up declining that, but that was actually what I was offered. And then if you bring your own apprentice, they get half of whatever it was. So there's a lot of people that are fly-by-night FEMA contractors, but guess what? Ain't no FEMA dropping bread on this.
So that's another thing that Tracy Elder lady was wanting to do. I find out later from Kyle, the reason she wanted our information so badly was because she was going to bill for our labor there under her volunteer organization.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, folks. There's a whole lot of grift going on here. And there's even some more of the more nasty kind of grift. Let me tell you about that. I'm not allowed to give out the lady's name who sent me this information, but she is absolutely fantastic. She called me up. I was out there working out. I was jogging, and she calls me up, and she was like, is this the permaculture pimp daddy? And I said, well, actually, that's not what she said. But anyway, she calls up, and she's telling me about, she gave me a bunch of information. It was a giant download. And by the way, I just did a front porch video where it's a little disjointed. I was tired when I did it. But here's another kind of grift that's going on, folks, and I need you to hear what I'm about to say right now. William just told you one example of a grift. Let me give you another one.
Dad, before you get into that, can I give this warning real quick? Sure. All right. So, okay, you're coming through Samaritan's Purse. I've seen quite a few Samaritan's Purse groups out there, and they're largely doing muck outs. You have got to wear proper, and they're not showing back up. You need to wear proper PPE if you're doing these muck outs. They're getting in the houses and they're removing the sediment and the mud and all that stuff from these basements and all that type of stuff. So just be careful. Like the Samaritan's Purse people, they'll show up one day and then they'll show up with like the half the group the next day. Not because they're getting tired or worn out, but because people are getting sick. So if you're going to be going through Samaritan's Purse, that's cool. Just make sure you wear proper PPE.
Okay. So you got other kinds of grift going on too. What would you folks say if I told you in the last year, year and a half, that four different battery manufacturing plants have just been approved in upstate South Carolina? What would you say to that? Okay. And then at the same time, what else would you say if, first of all, does it seem a coincidence? We got Dane Wigington, world's foremost geoengineering expert on here. And if you go to his website or his YouTube channel, you can actually see a 90-second video of them using NEXRAD radar towers where all the blue lights are steering this Hurricane Helene into where it came, okay? Okay. You got Baird talking about probably has handled more disaster recovery than anybody I know, saying that he's seeing things here that make no sense. Hurricanes. I mean, not hurricanes, but tornadoes. We don't get tornadoes here, okay, y'all? Not unless they're manufactured. The day before all this happened, we got, they're basically chemtrailing the daylights out of this. Well, get Dane Wigington basically proves that these nanoparticles get entangled into these storms, and then they use these NEXRAD radar towers to push these storms into where they want to go. Okay, remember what I just said about the lithium battery manufacturing plants. Four counties in upstate South Carolina over the last year, year and a half have all been approved. Seem like a lot of coincidences. And then all of a sudden, we have a hurricane that just happens to hit all these places up here where we got that quartz mine out in Spruce Pine that's been wanting to expand.
Where they've sent just under 4,000 railroad workers to come and rebuild that railroad, but they can't send them anywhere else in the United States or in that disaster area.
How about that? So you got all of a sudden the tech industry, yeah, they're dead in the water without that quartz coming out of Spruce Pine. Now they've been wanting to ramp that up for a while. Now we have probably one of the biggest lithium mines. First of all, the one Albemarle that's located at Kings Mountain. Okay. Folks, go look up what I'm saying. Albemarle, it's basically been defunct since 1990. Now all of a sudden they knocked the dust off of this thing. And now they're going, first of all, the mine is filled up with water right now. You know how much toxic water lithium production makes? Where are they putting this water? Where is it going? Because I guarantee they ain't cleaning it up. They're probably just dumping it in the streams downstream of where they live. Anyway, Albemarle's back online. So that's over in Kings Mountain, right across the border. Okay? Bear with me, y'all. And then look at all these other potential mining sites, and they are just across the border in western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. So you have this giant hub of all these different proposed mining sites that they're probably going to just steal out from under these people. Yeah. You know, they're not just going to sell their land, but you got grifters coming out pennies on the dollar, all these carpetbaggers coming out of nowhere, pennies on the dollar trying to buy up this land and then give them enough time. That's why the FEMA money ain't coming through. That's why the unemployment money ain't coming through. Of all the people out there that have signed up for this $750 and for this unemployment that's supposed to be coming through, I don't know of a single person, not one person that knows another person who's actually got the $750 loan, and it is a loan, or has gotten approved for unemployment.
I haven't seen one.
Not one. And I don't know of anybody that knows of anybody. So what they're doing, they're basically starving these people out, because if they had a little bit of FEMA money, they could limp through. Or if they had some unemployment money coming, even though in North Carolina, it might be what? A whopping, I don't know. I think I looked it up. It was $350. Yeah, travel living on $350 a week. Okay. So they're getting neither, and they're probably going to get their land bought out from under them. And then you look at all these different places where they intend to extract this lithium and all the other things in there. And then look at the close proximity of all these lithium battery plants. Like I said, I did a front porch talk that'll come out tomorrow. All these lithium battery plants that are just across the border in upstate South Carolina, four counties over there. And all they keep telling you, oh, look at all the jobs it's going to bring in. Well, look at all the people you're killing and displacing in the process. That's another form of grift. So you heard one form of grift from William, and now you just heard the other from me. Folks, you ain't going to hear this from the prostitutes at Fox News, okay? You're not going to hear it from the prostitutes on MSNBC, CNN. All the others, You definitely going to hear this on NPR. Folks, I wanted to come live today to give you boots on the ground of somebody who's over there seeing this up close. And I want to give you a 10,000-foot view of what the bigger effort is. Now we got another storm. Supposedly could make the track over here, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing, you know, another place is in Arkansas, which is the epicenter of another major lithium mine. You know, we lost Afghanistan. You know, I guess all those people over there said, nah, you know what? We'll just grow the poppies over here. We'll keep you Americans all doped up and everything. Get on out of Afghanistan. And now they're working this battery economy like nobody and nothing you've ever seen before. And lithium so far is the backbone of all that, even though we have better technology that they're never going to tell you about it that consists of hydrogen and some other things out
there. Or just petroleum. Yes. Like petroleum is still a better option than strip mining mountains to produce lithium.
Yeah.
So, so let's say you run out of oil in this one spot. Come back in 20 years and there's more oil.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. Oil is abiotic, meaning that the earth just keeps producing it. And no, it is not fossil fuels. If you doubt me, go check out the work of Colonel Fletcher Prouty, not only him, but a number of others basically prove that abiotic is how basically you go out there, pump all the oil out of a well, come back 5 years later, it's filled back up again. And no, it doesn't come from fossils because there are no fossils recording it 10 miles down. I mean, yeah, what fossils are down there? Even as a kid, I was like, what is this fossil fuel stuff? But anyway, Colonel Fletcher Prouty blew the whistle on all this long ago. It does not come from fossils. It is a bunch of garbage. The earth naturally produces. It's the second most plentiful liquid on the planet. And people like Colonel Fletcher Prouty have proven it over and over again. There's a number of others out there that have proven that abiotic oil is what happens. But anyway, these people have got it. And then that's another thing. You know, you're going to tell me that the combustion engine is the best thing we've come up with in the last 150 years. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You're going to tell me that we don't have something better. Yeah. I mean, and you're going to give us some jive, some battery technology that we know you got that is nowhere close to what's available out there. People like Stanley Meyer that came up with engines that ran on water, but you murder him. Where is he at? And all the other people that came out with this kind of stuff are dead too. Anyway, I just want to make sure this is what this episode is all about. Look, y'all, we have grifters, whether it's at the local level or whether it's the state level. We got this Roy Cooper, that polecat governor in North Carolina. There's a video going around right now where this lunatic is saying, you know, I mean, it's open right there saying, you know, it's better that these people don't rebuild, that we just, that they just get bought out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you think he ain't grifting on all this?
I mean, at this point, as of right now, not coming from the standpoint of him, but like the best thing that a lot of these people could do if they have the ability to before winter hits is go ahead and leave. Like, go somewhere else for right now. That's what I think. Because I don't think a lot of these people are ready. And then also, if they ramp up this winter, if this is as an intense of a winter as I'm suspecting it's going to be, I mean, it feels like the enemy won, but it's better to live, I would assume, than...
Well, dying for what one believes is fine and well for those so inclined, but find me a cause that ain't better served by living.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a martyr for anything but Christ. And even then, I ain't going willingly. I mean, you're not just going to take me. I mean... At the end of the day, folks, we don't necessarily have all the answers out there, but it is of profound value that we let everybody out there know that this stuff is going on, whether it's at the local level of where you got this carpetbagger that came from Ohio coming down here thinking she's just going to call the shots in this town, like you got to sign my waiver, or whether you got Roy Cooper, the governor, who I'm convinced wasn't even elected the last time out, saying, oh, well, it's just better that these people buy out because he's telling us that, you know, we can make green spaces out of this. This is climate change. Yeah, climate always changes. And then, by the way, if you're going to do this, one of the best ways of keeping that water on the land or in the earth is terraforming the land and putting organic soil in it. Will you find me a mining operation that's doing that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're stripping away everything. So all it's doing is exacerbating any rain events to come through there. So folks, this is legit what's happening. You ain't going to hear about this anywhere else. And that's why we wanted to come on here. So please spread this stuff far and wide. Like I said, this is probably news to most people out there. Like I said, four different counties in upstate South Carolina over the last year and a half have gotten approval to build lithium plants of all places, upstate South Carolina, huh? Just lucky, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have a storm that comes out of nowhere, obviously combat multiplied, hits one of the most lithium-rich deposits on the planet, which just happens to be my home. And I guess it's just, go ahead and call me a conspiracy theorist. At least I'm not a coincidence theorist.
Yeah. And then with these buyouts and stuff, I'm not saying accept the buyouts by any means. What I'm saying is, like, if you can overwinter somewhere else, I mean, obviously, if you're watching this, you're probably in pretty doggone good shape right now. But if you can if they could overwinter somewhere else and then reattack it during the spring, yeah, I think that would be the best bet. But like trying to just tough it out through this winter, I'm not under the impression that that's a good plan of attack right now.
I'm not sure what I don't know what to do about a lot of this stuff. If, yeah. Like I said at the very beginning of this broadcast, y'all, I'm kind of like, I'm probably going to have to be the subject matter expert to the remediation that happens over a range of area. I know how to do it. I just don't know how I'm going to do it. And like I said, the good Lord will provide. All I got to do is make sure my heart stays in the right place. I've raised, like I said, not me, but all of us together in this audience have raised well over $400,000. And I don't know how or where or whatever. I know how to do a lot of this stuff. I just don't know where a lot of it's going to come from, especially at a time where people have less than they ever have. But you know what? I'm going to trust that the Lord will provide. If this is what he wants me to do, I guess he'll provide a way, just like he always has.
Just on my Give, Send, Go alone, you guys have provided like just that $40,000, which is going directly to these people. This last trip, I got a lot of contacts with some of these people that I can send money directly to. For example, there's this one guy named William Pagan down in Pensacola. It hasn't even crossed his mind to he was actually in his trailer with two cars barricading the water as the flood was hitting his trailer, and it miraculously did not go downriver. But it hasn't even crossed his mind to fix up his own place yet. He's fixing up everybody else's places.
Amen to that, Carolina Levy. Yes, I'm sure the Lord, you know, I was just, just like Gideon couldn't figure out. I mean, can you imagine if you're Gideon and you're like, okay, yeah, man,
you want to do what?
I'm going down here with 300 of these guys. You know, if Gideon can do that, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to find a way to get through this. It's just, it was at that moment of doubt where, despite all the miracles I've seen in my life, and all the incredible gifts the Lord has given me and my family, I still deal with those moments of doubt and struggle and frustration and all these different things that just come into your mind when you just feel like you're up against insurmountable odds. But like I said, me and one more, which is Christ Almighty, is the army I need, and that's exactly where we're going to roll with this thing. So we're going to get this done, folks, one more time. Belk Auditorium, Mars Hill University, next Tuesday, October 29th, between 6 and 8 p.m. We're going to have Bioremediation 101, and that's going to be with Alan Booker, world-class expert on how to get this stuff done, and he is an incredible instructor, y'all. We're both going to be there, Michelle and the baby. I'm hoping there's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there. So we're going to put the word out as far and wide as we possibly can. So even if you can't be there, if you know anybody that's in close proximity, have them come here, get this information, take it home, because he's going to make this stuff so digestible that anybody can do it, at least on your own property. And some of the more technical, complicated stuff, it's like everything in my life has kind of prepared us for what's about to unfold. So, William, how can everybody support you and what you're doing in your work with Grindstone Ministries, and how can they watch what you're doing?
If you go to the Permaculture Consultant, the last few videos I've done has the Give, Send, Go link down below. I think it's just called Hurricane Helene Relief Effort or something like that. But it's linked everywhere that I've done a video recently. And then also Grindstone Ministries, just they're actually going to be pulling out during the election part, and then they're going to reassess whether or not they want to go back in. There's still a lot of work to be done. It's just what they provide in disaster relief is coming to an end, where it's like immediate access, immediate like food, fuel, stuff like that. That part's coming to the end, but I don't know. I don't feel like my job is done yet. So there's that.
All right. So how do you have a give, send, go that people can donate to?
Yeah, it's linked in the last couple of videos I've done.
Okay.
On the permaculture consultant.
All right, y'all. Once again, y'all, if you can be out there at Belk Auditorium at Mars Hill University, I know I've said that more times. It's probably driving you crazy. Look, man, there are so many awesome comments. Now that my eyes are adjusted, I'm starting to see some of them. Man, I can't thank you guys enough for all that you have done to make everything possible, whether it's funding that bakery that's out there feeding people for free, or whether it's putting money in the hands of the farmers that are feeding the rescue workers, whether it's all the money that you've given to Bear Independent, or whether the money that you've handed over to William so he can buy generators and give out to these people. Folks, I can't thank y'all enough. You are truly, truly something else, and we pray for y'all. And once again, the most important thing you can do, the most important thing, just like I said in the last podcast, is to pray for us. People often say, well, it's the least I can do. No, it's the most you can do. It's all you can do. And I covet that more than anything else. So y'all, please put us in your prayers. Pray that the Lord gives us discernment and the wisdom of Solomon, especially in these times, especially what's standing in front of us right now. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. I know there's so many things you could be doing with your time, and thank you so much. Please spread this farm wide. Until next time, stay alert.
Stay alive. And roll full of that Tamagotchi. Slipping kamikaze, got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. Woo! They wanna push me to the center like a sub, they wanna spin up at the center of the next is me. Yeah. They want me to bottom, but I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I will never bow down, cause I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. They want me to bottom, but I'm a warrior.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.